Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, we're down here where the rubber meets the road. Most of us don't live a life like the guys down here that I'm hanging out with today. Most of you have no idea really about this and what's going on. Some of you do, and this will touch your heart today. And some of you will struggle with this as we go through this today, because this is all about addictions. It's all about recovery. It's all about the gospel. It's all about lives falling apart. It's about broken relationships and losing jobs and breaking the law and going to jail. But God is there all the while, willing, ready, willing, and able to rescue these guys that are here at Sand Hills Teen Challenge in North Carolina. And it's amazing what God does. And so I came down here a couple hours ago with my buddy Forrest, who's, I've mentioned Forrest on the air before, actually, who flies 777s for Delta. So if you want to be safe, fly Delta. But only 777s, because that's what Forrest flies.
There you
go. We're here with an old friend who's not old. Although I did kind of rip into you right from the stage.
You did.
We're here with Sal DiBianca, who is now, would we call you the executive director of this particular Teen Challenge campus, or what's your actual title?
That would be correct. I'm the executive director here, Steve.
And you've got your own story, which I want to get into. And if you've been coming, if you're in Raleigh, North Carolina, you've been coming to our Call to Worship events over the last several years. You go back about 3 years, and you would have heard the story of Sal and his wife and how they got to be involved with Teen Challenge. But tell us a little bit about this campus and Teen Challenge, and then we'll do your story. And then we've got a couple of the guys that have been going through the program here, and we'll get them on the show with us in a little bit.
Fantastic. Yeah, Steve, so actually Teen Challenge itself was started in 1958 by David Wilkerson. And actually, first campus was opened in Brooklyn, New York, reaching out to some guys that were involved in gang violence and drugs. And Teen Challenge, the name, is where that actually originated. And over the years, Teen Challenge has become one of the world's largest ministries of its kind, a recovery, faith-based recovery ministry. There's over 1,600 Teen Challenges worldwide, with 35,000
wow.
beds for residential faith-based recovery. And we started here. Actually, God called my wife and I here about 31 years ago.
Wow.
So we're celebrating 31 years of ministry here on this campus. We launched, with 10 beds and 31 acres. And so today we have 38 beds. And just God's been super faithful, and sent people our way to pray and support us. And
it's amazing how widespread this problem is. I mean, again, for a lot of folks, addiction, we know about it, you hear about it, opioids or whatever. But how pervasive is this? I mean, not just in the U.S., but around the world.
700 million people worldwide struggle with addiction. That's documented. So that's just what's documented.
Yeah, 700 million.
So huge.
Out of 7 billion.
Yeah, we have a huge. ...157 abuse alcohol. There's an estimated 240 million worldwide, 22.3 million substance abusers in the U.S.
Alone. Yeah.
And heroin.
We're talking 10% of the Earth's population.
Yeah.
And pushing 10% of the U.S. population.
Yeah.
Involved in substance abuse.
Yeah. And so, our message, is that there's hope. And, the people have believed for years that once an addict, always an addict. And that's contrary to what Scripture says, because we know that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation.
Yeah.
Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Jesus said things like this. If you follow my teachings, then you really are my disciples, and
Amen.
You will know the truth. And that's where the key lies, is in the truth.
Yeah,
and the truth will make you free.
Yeah,
and
isn't
he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so I've been free since March 10th, 1980. That's the day I entered into the Teen Challenge Men's Home On South Hobart Street in downtown Los Angeles.
Downtown Los Angeles, and your wife's a part of this story as well. So let's go back there, because I want to spend some time with people hearing your story, okay. And then we'll eventually talk a little bit about the program here, which exists at every Teen Challenge facility. And then we've got a couple of the guys that are here on campus going through the program. But take us back to when you and your wife were getting involved and what was going on.
Well, so, you know, it all started at the age of 12. I made a choice to smoke pot, fell into peer pressure, you know, in front of my best friend's house in Los Angeles. And, you know, wish I had not done that, but said yes, smoked pot. You know, next thing you know, I'm 16 years old. I'm addicted to smoking marijuana. Man. Every day. Get arrested for possession of marijuana in front of my local high school. You know, wind up in jail. My dad, you know, thank God he rescues me out of that. And all the guilt and the shame, I'm hurting everybody that loved me the most. But this thing has a hold on me. And I'm dating this little 15-year-old girl. And I end up leading her into addiction. We do it. She gets pregnant. She has her first abortion at 15. Yeah. I mean, just crazy. And that's actually my wife.
Your wife.
Know, God took and turned all that around. It was really, I came to the end of my rope, you know, after all this destruction, just damaged relationships, you know, feelings of hopelessness, no purpose in my life. I don't know where I'm going. 21 years old. You know, I'm in my mom's living room and she's watching Christian television. My next door neighbors had prayed with my mother when my dad died.
Yeah.
At 17, I just wanted to drown all the pain from my father dying from cancer. And my neighbors led my mom to Christ, and then, you know, I'm their target, and they've been praying for me all these years. I stopped by my mom's house. I'm high on cocaine. I've been living in my car, you know, dealing drugs out of my car, and I'm watching television. I hear the gospel like I never really heard it before.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, being condemned, I heard somebody tell me that God really knows about my pain, about my hopelessness, and that he cared, and that he wanted to help me and you know, would be there for me.
Yeah.
And I knelt in my mother's living room at 6861 Fallbrook Avenue, Canoga Park, California, and surrendered my life to Christ. And then ran to the phone and called the people, because that's what they told you to do on TBN.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And anyway, so, you know, I left my mom's house that night. I had prayed a prayer and received Christ.
Yeah, and then we'll pick it up there when we come back, talking to Sal DiBianca here at the Teen Challenge campus in Sand Hills. That's in the North Carolina area south of Raleigh. We'll hear some more about Sal and his wife, and then I want you guys to meet a couple of the people that are here, a couple of the men that are here. And God is doing a work all over the place. It's awesome to be here today in an important topic. We'll be right back. Great song. Love is always on time. Love isn't always on time. Some it's on time. Sometimes it isn't. It just depends on the song. No, it depends on the person. No, it depends on the circumstance. Love isn't always on time, right? Isn't that song? Toto. You know that one.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, but, you know, God's love.
Yeah, man.
Is always on time.
Oh, set the preacher loose. Here
Come
we
on,
go.
Baby.
That's good. So we're talking. This is Steve Noble. It is the Steve Noble Show. The website, same as always now, thestevenobleshow.com. Did you know we changed the name of the show? I'm talking to Sal DiBianca, who's with Teen Challenge here in Sand Hills, which is kind of south of the Raleigh area in North Carolina. But there's Teen Challenges throughout the United States, right?
Yes.
And actually around the world as well.
Yeah.
So it's an international ministry. So this is just a kind of a local example of what God is doing, not only all across America, but all around the world. So, and you've been at this particular Teen Challenge for 31 years, and we're talking to Sal today about his story, and then we've got a couple of the, do you call them, what do you call the guys that come here?
We call them students.
They're students. So we'll talk to a couple of the students here in a little bit. But a very difficult subject, but one that's widespread. You were sharing some of the numbers earlier. 700 million people worldwide struggle with drugs or alcohol in America. It's like 22.3 million substance abusers in the United States
alone.
So it's a massive problem, whether we're talking about mild, quote unquote, more mild drugs, marijuana, or harder drugs, or we're talking about opioids, or we're talking about alcohol. And now, of course, you can throw pornography in there as well, with all these crazy addictions and all the brokenness out of that. But you were there yourself, and then back in California, and you were, how old when you heard that gospel message on the TV?
You know, I was 21.
And then how old was the woman that would eventually become your wife?
Well, so She was 18 at that time. So prior to that, you know, we connected when she was 15 and right. I was 17. And anyway, so I ended up coming into Teen Challenge when I was 21 years old. It was March 10th, 1970.
Wow.
Excuse me, 1980. When I prayed that prayer in my mother's house, it was a year to the day prior to when, going into Teen Challenge.
And so what did your then girlfriend think of this newfound Sal, who's now a Jesus follower?
Yeah, she didn't really go for it at first. And to be honest, I mean, the story is pretty horrific in that, you know, like I was her world.
Yeah.
You know, and she ended up like getting thrown out of her family's house. She ends up moving in with our connection. You know, so I just had all this craziness going on while I was a new believer in the program, man. Like thinking I need to go out and save, you know, this person. I've got my leadership telling me you don't need to do that. You know, you need to stay here and trust God. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that went along with that, you know. But then my mom brings her to a Thursday night chapel service, and she responds to the gospel and then winds up going into a Teen Challenge women's home in Ventura.
Yeah.
And her life, you know, then the healing started taking place from all of the damage of our relationship, the abortions, the bad choices that we made as teenagers.
And then when did you, how old were you when you eventually got married?
So I was 22 when we got married. No idea what just to be brutally honest.
Yeah, just to let you know.
Yeah, but you know,
that was a long time ago.
Been good, man.
Yeah.
It's been incredible.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So you mentioned for you and your bride, and so for men and women, but take us down the road to how does the program at Teen Challenge work? Who comes here? How do they get here? And then what happens once they're on campus?
Okay, well, I mean, you know, we serve men here that are 18 and up, and then there's women's homes that serve, you know, women, obviously, 18 and up. And then there's adolescent homes across the United States. We have one right here in North Carolina, a boys' home. There's two women's homes in North Carolina, one in Elizabeth City and one just above Greensboro. There's another men's home in Greensboro. But the people that come to us, you know, come a lot of different avenues, you know, pretty much word of mouth. We have people that connect with us through the internet. You know, they're looking for help, and there's all kinds of stuff out there, obviously. But also church referrals, you know, people relationally. The cost, you know, anybody that would come to us that didn't have any kind of funding, we actually take them for free.
Yeah.
But there is an admissions cost. It's $1,000 to admit somebody. There is a cost for us to keep somebody
here,
for us to actually function in this facility. Yeah. We are a mission, you know, of many churches across North Carolina, and it costs about $57 a day per student.
And how do you decide who gets in?
Well, first they go through an assessment process over the phone. We have a team of people that do an amazing job just helping to identify, you know, if this person, you know, really needs what we have to offer or whether, you know, there would be a better fit for them with some kind of outpatient, you know, recovery.
Because unlike the 12-step program, you guys are unabashedly all about the gospel.
Definitely.
This is gospel-centric all the way across. But you don't have to be a believer to come here.
No. Yeah. You just have to be open to, you know, a new way of life. And obviously, we just teach, you know, to be people a new way of life to replace the old one. And that's where the miracle happens. Yeah. You know, we just present the gospel. And we do have a 12-step program that we use here, but it is very Jesus-focused. And we do have people that actually come to Christ because that higher power is Jesus Christ. And so people come to a point of decision. Do I want to place my trust in Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
And so that's one of the steps that we do. And it's actually called Living Free.
Amen.
And Stepping into Freedom is actually the 12-step program that we operate
that's
here.
Awesome. So when people get here, and I saw a gentleman just came in today with a suitcase. I think he was getting checked in.
Yeah.
So how long are they here, and what happens once they're here, and how do they, quote unquote, graduate?
So the program is a one-year program. They do the first phase that's 4 to 6 months, depending upon the needs of a person, you know, because we have varied needs, you know, somebody that smoked a little bit of dope and then someone who's lived a lifetime with tons of baggage, you know, that needs to be unpacked and healing. So that's 4 to 6 months, and then the second phase is 8 months. And so really it's not about a time issue as much as it is about the recovery and the healing and health of this individual that comes to us. But it's a, you know, 1 year structured program, 14 group studies for new Christians. It's basic discipleship,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah. So because today, you know, like you have chapel every day, right?
Right.
And you guys were kind enough to delay chapel today because I couldn't get here till 2 o'clock or whatever it was. but there's, which was awesome. I mean, I just, it's such a blessing. You know, I was thinking the other day, should I prepare? And I'm like, God's already prepared me to come and share with other people.
Yeah.
And then you just trust the Holy Spirit, and he's going to take you down all kinds of roads like we did today. But kind of, so what happens on a daily basis? I kind of understand that.
So Monday through Wednesday here is basically class day. And the structure is like this. A daily schedule is they get up at noon. I love your facial expression. That's incredible. No, it's really a disciplined lifestyle, and that's what we teach the guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because addicts are undisciplined,
totally undisciplined
people.
Yeah.
So the schedule runs like this. 6 o'clock wake up, 6:30 breakfast, 7 o'clock prayer, 7:30 chores, 8 o'clock first class, 9 o'clock. So that would be a group class. 9 o'clock is a personal studies class, which is not lecture type. Then 10 o'clock chapel. 11 o'clock, another personal study time. 12 o'clock, lunch. 1 o'clock, there's their second group class. Then they have choir rehearsal at 2. 3 o'clock, a personal studies class time.
Yeah.
Amazing
discipleship, really.
It's intensive.
Totally intensive.
Yeah, so right into the evening, recreation, you know, it's just community.
And they have jobs. They're helping keep the place up, right? They've got all kinds of maintenance stuff that they're doing. So that's important. We're talking to Sal DiBianca, Sand Hills Teen Challenge down here south of Raleigh, North Carolina. But like we said earlier, Teen Challenge all over America and all over the world. We'll talk to a couple of the students when we come back right after this. Don't go anywhere. See, that's almost, it's like here on Christian radio, that's almost sinful to have a tune with a beat. You know, because every once in a while it shows up that, you know, you hear Toto earlier. That's just secular.
Right.
Plain old secular music. And then we got, you know, Toby Mac in there. He's got a little bit of a groove going on. You've met Toby because you've done all these concert things over the years because you're so cool and hip. So you show up at all these things on the stage with all these famous Christian rock stars, right?
Great people.
That's part of your gig with Teen Challenge. We're talking to Sal DiBianca. This is Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, live from Sand Hills Teen Challenge campus down here, which is south of Raleigh, North Carolina. Whether you live in North Carolina or you're over there in Indianapolis or you're out in Kansas City or you're in Asheville, North Carolina, Winston-Salem, if you're in Billings, Montana, if you're in San Francisco, people in San Francisco are listening to us live right now. It doesn't matter where you are because Teen Challenge is not only all around America, but they're all around the world. So you can have access to it, whether it's you yourself dealing with addiction trouble or your son or your daughter, your wife, your husband, your cousin, your neighbor, your coworker, a brother, a sister, anybody in your life. I'm telling you, God has been at work at Teen Challenge for decades now, and it's just amazing what he's been doing and what he continues to do. So faithful, so good, so compassionate, so long-suffering. With a bunch of bozos like us. But this is Steve Noble talking to Sal DiBianca, who's the executive director here. And their website, by the way, Sandhills, S-A-N-D, Sandhills TC, as in Teen Challenge, sandhillstc.org. You can also find them on Facebook or Instagram. Just search under Sandhills TC, and you'll jump right in there and become friends on Facebook and see what all's going on here. But Cameron just joined us. And Cameron, you had good – Cameron's been here for 4 months. Cameron, you had good eye contact when I was up there launching.
Absolutely.
For the hour and 45 minutes that I spoke.
I was all in. Yes, it was
so
wonderful.
So that was encouraging to me. Thanks for paying attention, and you that was great. It's so encouraging.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome. And so how'd you end up here, Cameron? What was going on in your life? And then we'll talk about what God's doing now.
Wow. I'm originally from Newark, New Jersey, and I came here to Teen Challenge from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and my life was just totally chaotic. I began using drugs at a younger age. Ever since I was maybe 12 years of age.
Wow.
And you know, it just it progressed from there for me. Just real quick, you know, I grew up in a lot of fear in my family. You know, like a lot of other people. You know, you've got some people who have you know, traumatic situations in their family, but mine was just experiencing things like watching my father and mother fight physically, You know, just a lot of fear being instilled that way. You know, I was one of those children that when that happened, I would run into closets and make noises.
Yeah,
and,
wow.
Yeah, that sort of fear. And, you know, as a result of them fighting, what would happen is I would be placed off at other relatives' homes. And that's where, you know, another phase of my life would begin that was very traumatic, which was, you know, just verbal abuse, physical abuse, and sexual abuse. My mother, who eventually turned into an alcoholic as a result of this life, I was pretty much on my own. So, you know, I grew up with those fears, anger, you know, shame, guilt, you know, thinking all of it was my fault.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just went through a long history of drug use. You know, I remember the first time I ever used drugs, you know, whether it was alcohol or marijuana, it was an escape for me. I became a different person, mm-hmm. and I liked it. You know, I did not.
Anything but reality at that
absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. I didn't want to be camp.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I remember prior to coming to Teen Challenge, even trying my attempt at some sort of therapy. And I remember always being angry at that kid, you know, as far as why didn't you say anything?
Yeah.
Why didn't you scream out? And I hated who I was. You know, it wasn't until I came to Teen Challenge, which was January 23rd of this year, 2018.
And how old are you now, Cameron?
I am 40.
Wow.
Just had a birthday, May 20th.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And
so a lot of years in darkness.
Absolutely. A lot of years in darkness. And, I've been in other places before. And I have to be honest, you know, this is the first time that I've ever had a birthday where I feel totally free, you know.
Wow.
I'm away from my family and things of that nature. But, you know, what I can say is I have evidence in my life of restoration, you know, my family coming back together,
wow.
You know, and I'm not sleeping in, you know, a drug house or somewhere and my family not know where I am. I'm here with my brothers and my family knows where I'm at today. And, you know, I'm under the comfort of the Lord. I feel great. This is one of the best times of my life. You know,
that's awesome.
And, you know, Teen Challenge has done a lot for me, you know, in this short 4 months, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here, and Sal, I mean, you've been dealing with this for years. I'm sitting here having a hard time imagining you in that darkness and in that life for literally 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're just so vibrant and alive and free and joy-filled. Yeah. You have a light in your eyes and a smile on your face. It's your best birthday probably ever. Yeah. And it's just amazing to me.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, I can boldly say it has nothing to do with me.
Amen, brother.
You know, this is all God. This is just what I've learned since I've been here.
Man.
You know, and it's awesome. I can't say enough about, you know, the love of Jesus Christ and just the love of this place, you know, and just the process in which they take you through to learn those things. You know, I would never have thought. And a million years that I would be in the position that I'm in today or, you know, feel the love and the happiness that I feel today after what I've been through.
Amen.
But I realized today it wasn't all for nothing.
That's right. You've got a story and you've got a ministry and you've got a mission.
You know, just talking with Sal earlier today, you know, with just his counsel, just talking with him, you know, one of the things that I realized is that, you know, everything that I've been through is for someone else.
Amen.
You know, it's for someone else. And as I explained to him, I'm eager to meet that person or people or whoever it is that God will bring in front of me.
Which is what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Out there in the sanctuary.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So when you think about your future and getting out of here after 12 months, what do you envision for yourself? Are you married?
I am. I've been married for 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. To a wonderful woman who is...
she'd have to be.
Yeah, and she has stood by me.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That is amazing.
Absolutely.
What's her name?
A total gift from God.
Can you say her first name? Is that cool? I don't want to break any rules in here.
Sure, Rosalyn.
Rosalyn.
First name's Rosalyn.
God bless you, Rosalyn.
Yes,
that's amazing.
I love her so much. Absolutely. She's hung in there with me. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, your spouse, you know, seeing God and things, you know, through your spouse. It was really my wife who brought Teen Challenge to my attention initially. Through our church, Teen Challenge had been there, and she had heard some testimonies, and she knew I was struggling, and she mentioned it to me. And, you know, when I first heard about it, Teen Challenge, that's not something I want to go to. You know, I'm a grown man. Why do I want to go to Teen Challenge?
Right, yeah.
But the truth of the matter is you know, God had a plan. And I haven't regretted being here since. Yeah.
So absolutely. Awesome. So, Sal, I mean, you've been here at this location, I mean, 31 years.
Yeah.
And Cameron's story is amazing.
It is.
But it's and praise the Lord that it's not unique. Right? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds wrong of me to say that, but under the authority of the Holy Spirit and the kingdom of God, Cameron's story, which sounds crazy and unbelievable, miraculous, and it is not unique when God is operating.
Right. And not unique in God's operation, but unique in like what he's been through.
Yeah.
So we actually talked about this earlier, about his story touching people who are in the position that he was in. Just like my story is different from his, and I'll, you know, people can receive that comfort that you talked about, you know. And so people identify with different, where different places that people come from.
Well, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
Yeah.
Right? So your story, your voice will be heard by a certain person.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you're a certain missionary that God has allowed you to go through this. And now, like I said earlier, you're a steward of it now.
Absolutely.
It's like, okay, I allowed you to have it. You have it. Now what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty obvious, Sal, what Cameron's going to do with it.
Oh, yeah, amazing. And you know something, too, that I was just thinking about, Steve, is, you know, Cameron's age. And here we're talking about Teen Challenge. And so for all these years, you know, the name has been like a misnomer.
Right.
And people that actually need our services.
It's like Cameron said, I'm not a teenager. I'm a grown man.
Exactly. Yeah, and man, that story, what you just said that he said is a gazillion times people saying that just because of a name. And Teen Challenge, because we help adults and teenagers, and so if there's people out there listening to us that are an adult, and or maybe they're an adult and have a child that's struggling, that there's hope in Jesus Christ, and Teen Challenge is a vehicle that God uses.
So, well, we're coming up on a commercial break, Cameron, but what would you say to people that listen today that are not feeling hopeful, they're feeling hopeless? Really, for different reasons, and some maybe because of a reason that's similar to yours. But what do you say to them after what God has shown you?
You know, I'm going to say, you know, first of all, that I totally understand. I've been there, but there is hope. There is hope in the Lord. I mean, this is not a hopeless situation. You know, if you open up your Bibles, God is there. He wants everyone to come to him and be free of drug addiction.
Amen. Absolutely. Cameron, thanks for sharing, man. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
What a pleasure. And Sal, we'll come back. We're going to talk to Chaz, who's been here for 5 months, and then some more. We'll learn some more about Sandhills Teen Challenge. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. We'll be right back. All right, I'm going to test Sal DiBianca here. This is... Now that's on Kim. There you go. Thank you. Okay, do you recognize that music? You're not this much of a rocker. Have you heard of the Foo Fighters?
I have.
That's Foo Fighters right there, baby.
Okay.
On Christian radio. See, I'm just begging. I'm just like begging for a fight.
That's for sure.
Anyway, we're here at Teen Challenge in Sandhills area, North Carolina, which is south of Raleigh. The website, sandhillstc.org, sandhillstc.org, because when we wrap up the show today, I'm going to talk to Sal a little bit about how you guys can get involved with Teen Challenge in general, because they're not just here in the Sandhills area of North Carolina. They're not just in North Carolina. They're all over the country and all around the world. And when we hear Teen Challenge, like we were talking to Cameron a couple minutes ago, who's 47, it's not just teenagers, although you do have facilities for under 18.
Right.
But also for over 18. And Sal's been here, the executive director of this particular location, for 31 years now, which means you started when you were 14.
Exactly.
Is that about right? Am I doing the math right? So Sal and I have known each other for years, and he and his wife have just been so faithful to love God and love others through this process. They both came out of heavy, heavy, broken addiction themselves. And then God turned around, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and the comfort he used to comfort them, they turned around and poured that out. Over all these years, we have another guest with us now, Chaz, who's been here for 5 months, considerably younger, not just than Cameron, than you and I.
Right.
And Chaz is 19. So, Chaz, how are you, man? Thanks for being on with us today.
Good. Glad to be here.
So you're a North Carolina boy. And so tell us briefly, and you can share as much as you're comfortable sharing, but how'd you end up down here at Teen Challenge in the Sandhills?
It was through a series of events of just drug use and addiction, and I found myself in jail, and then I didn't want to I didn't just want to go out on bail and mess up everything and mess up my life and then just have to, you know, end up doing more time stuff, and just wanted to get my life right. So I was just really hopeless and broken and decided to come to Teen Challenge.
How'd you know about Teen Challenge?
Well, I knew about Teen Challenge because I already graduated Teen Challenge. So then I was like on fire for God when I got out of Teen Challenge and was doing amazing. And just like through a series of just like little foxes, that's what I always call it. Like it was a girl, and then just slowly slipped back into drug usage. And I used for about 3 months. So I had already knew about Teen Challenge. And then so when I found myself in jail and relapsed, I came back. Because that was the only place that ever showed me any hope.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, talking about the different age groups, Chaz actually graduated and completed the North Carolina Boys Academy, which is the Teen Challenge for adolescents, and then ended up at Liberty University, right?
Yes.
How old were you when you graduated, when you went through the first time?
I was 18.
You were 18.
Yeah, but when I went in the program, I was 16.
And then when you went to Liberty, now you're kind of back in, quote-unquote, regular life.
Yeah.
But like you said, the foxes are out there. Temptation's not going to disappear.
Yeah.
The devil's not going to disappear. Brokenness of the human condition isn't going to disappear.
Yeah, no. And I kind of, since I've been back, I've realized, like, I wasn't prepared at all. Like, I just was like, there's no way I'll ever relapse. I'm past that part of my life. Like, that'll never happen, all this stuff. And I wasn't expecting to be tempted like I was. Mm-hmm. And when I got out, I just, it just started with a girl that I knew I wasn't supposed to be with. And then I got obsessed with money and all this stuff. And then once I went to college and was away from the house, I just started going to parties and stuff. And
did you grow up kind of in the church?
No, not really. No. I grew up in it was kind of a chaotic household. It was a lot of craziness. And then when I was young, at a young age, I was like 12, I got prescribed to just these prescription drugs that now I know are like terrible. And I figured out I could get high off of them at a young age. And I started getting high in like sixth grade, so it just chaotic.
Yeah, it just kept spinning from there. Sal, do you find that, whether it's Chaz's story or Cameron's story, is brokenness, like family brokenness, relational brokenness, is that, like, what are the same threads that run through everybody and all these stories?
So it does vary. You know, it's interesting how you have people who have a traumatic experience or a dysfunctional or broken family unit. And so you find that, but then you also find people that don't have any of those dynamics in their situation. And for whatever reason, they've experimented or peer pressure or whatever. So it's interesting to make it very simple. Steve, one of the things that we do is ask a guy to search for the reason, why did you do what you did?
Yeah, that's a big
one. Because that's the main thing. And then to point that, so, you know, for an alcoholic, sometimes people drink because they're insecure, and when they drink, they don't feel insecure anymore.
Right, yeah.
Well, makes sense. What's the answer from the scripture? How does God want you to find courage or security?
Yeah.
You know, so there's all different kinds of reasons, but to find out that reason, and these are God-given reasons. So, you know, people start looking for fulfillment in relationship outside of marriage.
Yeah.
Well, what does God's word say?
Yeah, good
about
luck. You're not
right
going to find
thing.
It.
Exactly.
Dig as hard as you want. Dig as deep as you want. Dig as big a hole as you want.
Yep.
But it's always going to be empty.
Yeah.
And that's the madness of the human condition, that you dig all you want, and you try to fill it with all this other stuff, and you can't, and which is maddening, which drives you deeper into it as you kind of lose your moorings. So, Chaz, how's it going this time for you, and why do you think it's different?
It's different on a lot of different levels because I was actually just talking about this with some of the guys, but coming back for being on restoration and coming back into the program, I'm able to like pinpoint where I went wrong kind of when I got out and like handle it better and kind of address the root issues of why I was using so much. And once I like figured all that out and started just kind of facing some of the stuff that I was struggling with internally that I didn't want to like anybody to know or talk about, I started just God started to just use that and heal me and start to put. It's just been just coming back from it has just been a lot different and just giving me a lot more wisdom for, you know, what I did wrong and how to stop that.
So how is it for you guys, Sal, when you have somebody like Chaz that comes back?
Yeah, so the you know, like one of the big questions is, you know, why am I back?
Right, sure.
You know, why am I here? Where did I go wrong? So just to love on them, restore them, you know, to support them, and then try and get them, you know, like what you said in chapel, bro, look in the mirror.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, and so we always encourage the guys, you know, that's, you have to look at yourself, you know, and scripture says, you know, to watch your life and doctrine closely, you know, and so to take a good look at, so what is my role in this, you know, in this addiction? And then obviously, you know, the addiction is like a family problem, you know, and so we try and minister to families by doing, we do a thing called Family Day once a month where the family comes and we empower them with truth from God's word about addiction and recovery. So that when the student ends up being healed, that they go home to a family that's being healed. It's not like an isolated problem with this individual.
Right.
So, I mean, there's so many different dynamics.
So many different levels to
that
it.
Way, right.
So, Chaz, and, when you look out at your future, what are you thinking now?
I'm thinking a lot different than I was. I was like, it was terrible. Before, I was like pretty much homeless, like living house to house. I threw away my education and everything. So now my future is looking a lot more bright. I feel like I'm actually being called to work in the Teen Challenge. I don't know how long, for how long I'm supposed to be doing that, but that's what God's like putting on my heart a lot is to stay and, you know, just work in Teen Challenge and he's restoring my family. The future of my family is looking better. I actually like love talking to my dad. I'm not scared every time he calls me and stuff. And my sister, we're healing a lot more. Just no brokenness. It's all being healed, put back together. Yeah. So,
well, the thing, and I want to mention this because, you know, some people are with us on Facebook Live. The overwhelming majority are not. And if you met Chaz on the street or in the mall, he looks like he walked right out of an Abercrombie and Fitch magazine. So he's a fit, good-looking young guy. And if you saw him now, you would never, it's just like you said, and I said this with Cameron, you said, you know, you're homeless, you're addicted, and all these, and I look at you now and I can't see it. Right? Forrest, you see that. My buddy's in here too. You can't see it. And my point being, just because somebody looks good on the outside doesn't mean that they're not a total train wreck on the inside.
Right. Yeah.
And it doesn't, you don't have to be some indigent person coming from a total train wreck where you're beat up and you look it. You could look like a really handsome, outstanding young man and still find yourself in a place like Teen Challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you say, especially to parents and other people who have sons and daughters your age that are really struggling? What's your word of encouragement to them?
Honestly, my word of encouragement since I found out about Teen Challenge has been Teen Challenge. I mean, as far as like drug, alcohol issues and you know, life controlling problems, I would always say Teen Challenge. But then I back that up with saying it's not, you know, anything that is specifically in Teen Challenge. It's the God that's behind it. So it's always Jesus. That's the only thing that I've ever found that's restored my life.
Yeah,
it's the only thing that's healed my brokenness or that I've been able to stay clean, anything. It's always been Jesus. That's the only thing that's ever done anything.
There you go. One word to sum it all up, Sal.
Yeah.
It's all about Jesus.
Yeah.
Always has been, always will be.
The Jesus factor.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
You got to love
that. What's missing in other programs?
Yeah, that, the Jesus factor.
Yeah.
You take Jesus out, you pull the power.
Yeah, I don't care how nice your car is, and I don't care how big of an engine it has. If it doesn't have gas, it ain't going anywhere.
That's for sure.
That Ferrari's going to stay in your garage and just turn into nothing. So, all right, so if people want to get involved with Teen Challenge, learn more about it, or support you guys directly, Sal, how can they do that?
Well, they can either visit our website and contact us through that at the sandhillstc.org. They can call this local number at 910-947-2944. They can friend us on Facebook and Instagram at Sandhills TC. And, you know, I mean, we're always looking for people to pray and then support the ministry because it takes finances to do
absolutely.
What we do.
Yeah.
And we're a mission of a lot of churches across North Carolina, and we need all the help we can get to help young men like Chaz and Cameron.
Yeah, awesome. Chaz, thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Great meeting you. Sal, always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for letting me share today. It's just amazing to see what God is doing with you and your bride and your daughter who's here and the whole team. It's just amazing. SandhillsTC.org, SandhillsTC.org for our friends that are outside of the Raleigh area, outside of the state of North Carolina. You can find a Teen Challenge. They're in pretty much every state, right? Just about every state in the union and around the country. So just Google your location in Sandhills. But check out SandhillsTC.org.
Because now you're responsible for knowing about it because, well, we let the cat out of the bag. So now at least pray and then hopefully you'll support as well. SandhillsTC.org. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.